As we just heard, Iraqi Kurds have handed over a senior Ba'ath Party official to U.S. forces near the northern city of Mosul. While Kurds in the area are cooperating with Americans, the majority Arab population is balking at the U.S. occupation. NPR's Ivan Watson has more on the U.S. battle to win public support in Mosul.
You can see Iraqis waving and smiling at American patrols in Mosul, but many people in this city are nervous and angry and quick to insult any foreign face they see. Much of Mosul has been damaged by the spree of looting and vandalism that followed the Iraqi army's surrender here last week. Last night, the top American commander here went on local television and called on Iraqi officers to return to service to help rebuild the city. So today, a steady trickle of army officers in civilian clothes showed up at the airport that's now serving as the U.S. military's base.
Yeah, come back here tomorrow in your uniform, and I'll figure out what we can do with you.
Can I get, after 2 hours from now, I get my suit and come here for
tomorrow.
2 hours?
Tomorrow.
Some Iraqi police officers have already been back at work for the past several days, under the command of a police chief who was called out of retirement. And today, American troops handed over a robber to 4 armed Iraqi policemen who arrived at the base in uniform.
We're just searching their vehicle, then we'll let them in to pick them up.
The U.S. soldiers are waging a public relations campaign to win over Mosul's residents. But this battle is taking place in a city that's been traditionally loyal to Saddam Hussein.
Well, it is occupied. There are foreign troops. You cannot say anything else.
Hospital director Ayad al-Ramadani accuses the U.S. of standing by as looters destroyed Mosul's hospitals, hotels, and museums. He also says more than 30 Iraqi civilians were killed and injured after American soldiers stationed at Mosul's city hall opened fire into the city square on 2 separate occasions this week.
The massacre in the governorate on Tuesday and the mini massacre on Wednesday has put a deep wound between Iraqis in Mosul and Americans.
But a U.S. Army spokesman said only 7 people were killed. He insisted that American troops only began shooting in self-defense after receiving fire from gunmen, who he said were hiding among crowds of civilians. American troops said they were fired upon again last night by unknown attackers. In addition to the gunfire, the American military presence here seems to have triggered a form of silent protest across the city. Hundreds of Iraqi flags now decorate highways, mosques, and even the hoods of city ambulances. Locals say it's a show of defiance and a response to American Humvees that do in fact occasionally unfurl the stars and stripes. This Iraqi army major, who preferred not to give his name, said he was willing to work together with U.S. troops to bring law and order back to his country, but not at the expense of Iraqi independence.
I am American's friend, it's okay, but not to work as a sergeant under their flag, no.
There is more than just resentment for the American presence here. There is also fear. Today, an Iraqi taxi driver refused to drop off reporters at the American base. He said he was afraid that the American soldiers would open fire. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Mosul, Iraq.